Joined here by the head coach up at Princeton in Damon Collins. It's a Princeton team. We're just talking about this off the air a little bit. We'll talk about it on the air now. Team that is very talented. I feel like, I know coach feels like they have the potential to be a real good squad getting to district play. And I know a lot of it, coaches, you're playing, you know, Maysville is good. Putnam County, they're a good squad. South Harrison, who you beat, they're much improved this year. So you're playing games that are kind of, you know, evenly matched coming in, but right now the boys are they're doing things in spurts well, but it just feels like that they're having trouble getting over the hump and getting those W's right now.
Yeah, you know, just having trouble, you know, kind of closing out, you know, some aspects, having trouble playing with the lead, you know, towards the end of that, you know, middle stretch of the second half, and you know, just kind of closing out ball games. The other teams have been a little bit better than us.
That game on Monday night, that started out, that first quarter, I thought it was going to be final score like 85-80. I mean, that was really entertaining. The teams were hitting shots, going back and forth, and it just kind of feels like for both sides, all you know, the second, third, and especially the fourth quarter, it just got to the point where it got really difficult to hit jump shots and get buckets. Was some of that just some pretty good adjustments for both sides made to slow people down?
I think you know, both teams maybe tired a little bit as well, but I think both teams did a good job making some defensive adjustments and, you know, stopping, you know, the first and second options and making the teams, you know, search for the, you know, the third or fourth option.
I know it had to be frustrating for Talon not to score in the second half. You know, that certainly, he'd be the first to say that wasn't, you know, scoring-wise the sort of ball game he wants to have. Is he somewhat getting used to the fact that he's getting a lot of extra attention from these coaches right now, Coach?
I think he got, you know, a lot used to it last year, and I think it's been easier this year. He's had some other guys that have been able to step up in the scoring category a little bit better to help out. And, you know, I think he's grown a lot, and his, you know, attitude lately has been, you know, a lot better, you know, playing through those, you know, teams, you know, bringing extra guys or throwing a box in one, or, you know, just team face guarding him, trying not to let him catch, and, you know, he's been playing through all that.
In the three games I mentioned, we can even put South Harrison, all they held on for a victory. Certainly the Bulldogs, you know, they had a big comeback in the fourth quarter, and you held them off. But in all three games, Coach, you started fast, especially offensively. You're playing better earlier than late. Is there anything that you can put your finger on to a reason for that, that you're trying to kind of figure out with the guys?
I think we've just, seems like we've always, you know, kind of gone through a stretch where, you know, we just can't, you know, scoring laps for, you know, 4 minutes or something, or I think it's been getting a little bit better. You know, I think, you know, maybe we have gotten a little bit tired. Maybe we need to, you know, try to figure something out there. But, I think it seems like we're starting to get a little bit closer to putting it all together.
Yeah, there is a part of it where if you're a Tiger, you're kind of frustrated with, you know, the loss to Maysville and loss to Putnam County. But with that being said, and we knew this was going to be the case this year, especially when you get into conference play and playing some of these teams, there's not going to be a lot of separation. It's a really competitive GRC this year, is it not?
Definitely, you know, it's going to be a lot of tight games, and that's what we said, you know, as we talk about both these ball games, you know, keep your heads up. It's not going to get any easier. You know, the next one's going to be just the same.
Yeah, it's very interesting because one of the things we just talked about a moment ago was the fact that when I see your team play, Coach, I see a team that I think could be really, really good and be a team that I think that could potentially battle for a district championship by the time you get to the end of February. What's kind of separating where you feel like the team could be from where they are right now?
I think just, you know, closing it out, putting together that you know, the full stretch of four quarters, you know, just have that little bit of lapse. You know, usually it's been, you know, we may shoot, you know, 9 for 12 in a game, but our three misses are late in the fourth quarter, you know, on a free throw line or something. And, you know, I think, you know, starting, like I said, getting a little bit closer, but just, you know, putting that full stretch together of four quarters.
And you mentioned something to me before we started here that was something that I think you realized, but I wasn't keeping stats on this, obviously, but I think you said you had 8 turnovers in the fourth quarter. And when you get into a close ball game trying to close out a game at home, you get turnovers in the fourth quarter. That will turn out to be bad things by the end of the game, won't it?
Yeah, and like I said, it seems like we've been, you know, doing a good job and just having that one stretch where, you know, the kind of lap, you know, the lapses, make some habit passes, you know, or the other teams, you know, amping up some pressure and, you know, they're not, you know, quite ready to handle it.
Yeah, you know, certainly, you know, I was at both games, Maysville and Putnam County. They were both kind of similar. You had that good start in the first quarter. What did you and the boys learn about Maysville? Because you're going to play them again here at the end of the month. What did you learn about the Wolverines from the first time you played them Saturday?
I think, you know, first of all, you know, coming into the season, you know, I thought, you know, everybody, you know, not that they're not, but, you know, we were kind of, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, worried, you know, that they were, you know, a little bit up there with, you know, Gallatin, you know, it was going to be hard to compete with. And I think we just showed, number one, that we could compete with them, you know, even though, you know, they pulled away and, you know, won by 10 or so, but we showed, you know, that we can play. And I think the guys believe that, and then, you know, have another chance to get them here at the end of the month.
You have inside, and I think it's really interesting when, you know, when Jaden gets going, because you have a guy who's long and lean. You know, he's not as big and, you know, shoulder to shoulder with sort of things as some of the guys like Dylan Willis that he goes against, but he has a quickness advantage. He has the length to block shots. When you look at having your team with Jaden as a senior this year, Coach, where do you feel like, you know, where is Jaden the best on the floor when he's given, you know, the best offensively and defensively for your basketball team?
I think he's just, you know, when he's getting his motor been going the whole time, you know, lately he's been getting out in transition, getting some easy baskets. You know, he's been a lot more active on defensive end, making an effort to, you know, to get boxed out. Like I said, playing, you know, boxing out guys like Willis and other big guys. And like you said, he does have a quickness. He can jump quick and high. And he's, you know, like I said, just been, you know, kind of reading things better on the offensive end and stepping in when guys, you know, get drives and getting in the right spots to either get rebounds or getting a dump down pass, and has been finishing as well.
It's a big game at Polo. You know, you look at it and say, you know, Polo lost to Trenton the other night. We're talking about that game off the air, and I think that puts Polo in eighth place, so they're looking to get their first conference victory in those things. But it's a long trip. We know that Polo's not sitting there at 0-20. They're not struggling to that level. You got to play them on their floor, and they're probably not real happy about losing to Trenton on Tuesday. So there's a lot of things you look at and say, boys, we better not overlook this Panther team.
Oh, definitely. You know, if you look at their scores, you know, they've been, you know, just coming up a point or two or 3 points, you know, short in all these games, and all these conference games. And so, you know, they're definitely going to be prepared. And like you said, they just came off a loss, you know, same as us, but they're, you know, they're playing at home. It's always seems like we always struggle when we head down to Polo. And I think, like you said, they're definitely going to be ready, so we're going to have to match that.
There was a moment on Saturday. We talked about it in the parking lot after the game, but it was 10, 12 years ago up at Princeton, you know, maybe the first year or two in that new gym, where Ethan Stark gets a ball on the baseline and chucks it about 95 feet, and it goes. It wasn't a 90, 95-footer for Clay Evans, but he got the ball and he chucked it. It was the longest shot I've seen in a long time. Have you ever seen anything like that, Coach?
No, that was probably about 65-footers, and just inside the free throw line at the other end, just kind of turned around, threw it like quarterback, and made it. Gave us some pretty good momentum to end the first quarter there. We kind of had one similar, not quite as deep, about the other three-point line from last year in the Gilman City tournament that Talon Holt hit.
Mm. With the Gilman City tournament coming up next week, Coach, you know, we don't have all the time in the world to talk about it. I'm just looking at it going, okay, the Tigers are a one seed. You finish in the second spot at the South Harrison tournament. You obviously, you want to take care of business on Friday. You want to get a good win to open the tournament on Tuesday. When you look at next week, is one of the big discussions going to be, we got to take things game at a time, but we want to win this thing come Saturday?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we came up in the championship game in two tournaments so far this year, and we'd like to, you know, finally come away with the win in this one.
Very, very well said. The Princeton game in the quarterfinals down at Gilman City Tuesday, 5:45. Tigers 1 seed. They'll take on 8 seed East Harrison. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with that road trip down to Polo Friday night.
Thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.